time again for BT's Beginner Triathlete of the Month podcast. This time around, we hear from a guy who was nominated repeatedly on the BT forums, a guy who's been a mentor to numerous multi-sport athletes, a guy that one person on the forum called the most selfless triathlete I've ever met. He's Steve Bradley. He joins us now. Steve, thank you very much for joining us. Tell me about how you got involved in the sport of triathlon. When did it begin, and what kind of got you hooked?
Well, it began on January 1st of the millennium of 2000 when I went out for a run and felt something wasn't quite right with my shin, which had been bothering me for a couple of weeks. And it turned out it was a tibial stress fracture, and I had I'd just been kind of a pure runner for several years, trying to pile up the mileage into my 50s. And my doctor looked at me when he diagnosed me for the tibial stress fracture and said, well, you know, when this heals after, you know, 3 months or so, you really have to reduce your running, spend more time in your bike. And I didn't have a bike at the time, but I just kind of listened to him and, you know, thought, well, maybe I'll get one at some point. And to keep in shape, I started swimming, and one day in the pool, it just dawned on me that, well, if I'm going to get back running, if I'm going to get a bike, and if I'm swimming now, maybe I should try this triathlon stuff. So, and that was really the beginning of it. I've never gone back to pure running. Don't really enjoy road races. I kind of live for triathlons, and that tibial stress fracture was awful at the time, but it turned out to be my best bad injury I've ever had, because it led me into something that I've loved and pursued passionately for 10 years now, I guess.
Wow. When you go into a race, what do you enjoy most about it? I mean, of the three disciplines?
Well, I've gone on after the tibial stress fracture to have a few other injuries along the way, and sometimes I joke around that I'm going to be the first kid in my block to collect all the major lower body injuries, but, you know, that's just kind of laughing to keep from crying. But when my lower body is fine, I like to run the best. You know, that used to be my strength. I developed over the past 5 or 6 years, I've developed more of an interest in the bike, although that's the training I like to do the least. And the area that I'm weakest at, the swim, is probably, in a perverse way, what I enjoy the most. And, you know, there are certain parts of me that says, well, I should maybe just become a duathlete, but I love the act of swimming. I love the, permanent frustration of never getting as good as I want to be. So there's always that carrot out there. But I think, I think in a race setting, I enjoy the run the best. And one year when I was reduced to doing aqua bikes because of a torn meniscus, I did them, and it kept my head in the game, and I was very thankful for them, but it drove me crazy to have my race be done after the bike and not have the run to look forward to.
You know, so many times when a doctor tells somebody it's time to back away from the sport you love, that's an excuse to kind of head to the couch, you know, to become sedentary. But your mind latched onto triathlon. Did you know other people that were doing them?
No, I didn't know anybody. And, all the training I've done over these years, I live out in the country, and I never have anybody to train with. So I did not know. It's not entirely true. There was one of my children's former teachers who had been doing duathlons for a few years, and one day I ran into him at a half marathon or something, and he was saying that I should maybe think about that, but I just kind of dismissed it because I didn't have a bike and hadn't had a bike for literally about 35 years at that point, maybe 30 years. So, you know, he just said it, and I thought, yeah, well, okay. But when my doctor finally said I've really got to spend less time pounding the pavement, I think I was probably about 51 at that point, and I thought, okay, I'll look into a bike at some point.
Now, you talk about being out there, and you train by yourself primarily. You are a mentor on BT and really connect with a lot of people and inspire a lot of people. How did that come about?
Well, I guess it started in about 2006 when I took the USAT Level 1 coaching course, and I was qualified, but one of the messages I got out of the course was that the landscape for coaching was just about ready to change. It was becoming much, much more computer-based, much more technological, and that just scared the daylights out of me. So I never really pursued it. You know, I guess I'm still certified. I mean, maybe I should upgrade that. But, you know, I sort of feel that I have this knowledge base from, you know, the years I've been doing this myself. I've been around the block a few times. I actually know a fair bit at this point, and just early last year, just about a year ago, I knew that there was a need for mentors, and I thought, well, you know, here's a way that I can make myself useful, use some of my knowledge, help some other people, and, you know, I don't really care at this point whether I, you know, get paid for it or not, but I think I have something to offer, and so I took on my first mentor group last year, which is still, you know, running pretty strong in the archive group, and then started another one about a month ago. And I love it. You know, it's for me, it kind of represents the perfect classroom that I was after all those years of teaching. You know, I taught elementary school for decades, it seems like, and, you know, you always want a class that's full of inquisitive people who are keen, that are sponges for information, and you also want a class that's supportive and cares for each other, and, you know, those mentor groups are you know, fit that to a T. And so I get a huge amount out of it myself, even though I think I am, you know, fairly useful to the people in the group.
When you talk about your background as a teacher, and then you also combine your hobby, triathlon, and how much you like that, it really sounds like you've put together your passion and your skills and just have the perfect setup now.
Well, I think it is, and I, well, when I retired, I guess almost 3 years ago now, I didn't have any problems with actual retirement. You know, it wasn't as if I missed the active teaching and the educational world. I missed a lot of the people that I worked with, but you know, this has sort of kept the teaching aspect alive a little bit, and it's it connects me with people. Whereas I don't, like I said before, I don't have anybody to train with. I really don't talk to anybody about this. So what I found is that this is a great almost surrogate training group for me. I mean, we live all over the world. One of the people in my group this year is from Portugal, but you know, it kind of makes for a smaller world when you're dealing closely with people and working with them and supporting each other. And last year, I was lucky enough to be able to travel to a few races in various places and meet three of the people that were in my mentor group then. And it has kept alive the lifelong love of teaching and, you know, the love I have for multisport.
Well, understanding that you are a teacher and so many people gain from your advice on BT, let me throw a few questions at you that are, you know, typical hurdles that maybe newbies deal with. Start with kind of the mental side. There are a lot of people that say, gosh, I just can't get motivated. Or they're motivated, but they're motivated in an extrinsic kind of way. You know, my wife says I'm fat. And that kind of carrot sometimes doesn't last very long. What do you advise people that are really trying to just kind of get themselves going?
Oh, that's a really good question. And there've been a couple of people in the two groups that were like that, where their motivation really wasn't, as you say, it's external, and they're not quite sure what they're there for, and they're very insecure about why they're there. I think I don't know if I have any cookie cutter approach that I take to it. I guess I try to get anybody to get as close as they can to loving what they're doing, to enjoy going to the pool, which I see is a huge problem for a lot of people, or the ones who have never enjoyed running to get out there and do it, to take the small steps, the little bites, and to get to the point where they can first enjoy it and then hopefully love it. But there have been, you know, some people too who, you know, have never really gotten to that level. and they maybe find something that wears them down a little bit. It can be the swimming. It can be that they don't really like their bike. So it goes. Sometimes you win with it, and sometimes you don't. And sometimes people kind of rise above it, and others just think that, well, this really isn't the thing for me. But mostly, I've found that the people, given enough time, develop a love for this, and if they're willing to make the commitment to even visit the forum, not join a group, but to start visiting the forum, and to make that first post after 3 months of lurking, that really seems to help a lot, just getting over that first hurdle.
You make a very good point. It seems that the people that I talk to that that are focused on the goal, that's always their thing, is getting to that next day when they reach a certain level. They don't last as a lifestyle in the sport. And the people that maybe immerse themselves in it, even if it's little by little, and find that they enjoy the company, or they enjoy the experience, or they just, they like just being out there in the outdoors. Those seem to me the ones that do stick around and really benefit from it.
Well, you can actually see on just some of the regular forum posts, there are some people who show up and they decided over the Christmas break that they really want to do an Ironman, and they're gonna plan for the Great Floridian or something, because they've heard they don't have to sign up for that a year in advance, and that's their goal, to do the Ironman, and then I guess they'll go on to something else. And I don't know how many of those people actually make it to the Great Floridian. I sort of would like to see everybody enjoy the journey as much as possible, to kind of to start small, to maybe start with a sprint or an Olympic distance, and take it in sensible bites that aren't going to hurt, that aren't going to be very time consuming, that aren't going to ruin their career or their whatever relationship they're in. And ultimately, like when I was teaching, I wanted kids, every kid, to love learning. I think my hidden agenda in all of this, it's not really agenda, but I would really like everybody in the mentor groups to be doing this 20 years from now, that they learn to love it enough, and that it means enough to them that they just continue doing it. I think I'd like to help instill that in them anyhow, which is sort of, airy-fairy thinking, but, there it is.
Well, let me ask you this, too, is, kind of from a teacher's perspective, just going with the analogy, when I personally look at the three events, the three disciplines, I equate the running to basic math. I love it. It's easy. The biking is like an English class. You're going to get a B no matter what. The swimming is Russian. I mean, I'm going to be in the back 20% every doggone time. I'm just barely going to pass that class. What do you tell people that are in that situation? Because I find that is the most common situation, is that there's one discipline that people just cannot quite get.
Well, I try to use myself as an example as much as possible, as someone who, even though I swam, quote-unquote, ever since I was just a little kid, I never did it seriously. And I kind of took it up in the winter of 2000, learning it all over again and taking four lessons at the Y, or maybe six lessons at the Y, personal stuff, one-on-one. And then trying to learn through total immersion and everything else. And I incrementally get better. I work incredibly hard at it, but I will never, if I can be in the top 30 percentile in the swim in any given race, that is a red letter day. Normally it's more like the top 50 or 60%. And it's, I spend the rest of a race, trying to catch all the fish. But I do try to let people know that you can continue to be a triathlete and enjoy it, having the swim as a weakness, and that it is the shortest part of any given event, and it gives you a longer time to get things back on the bike and the run. But it is very difficult to feel the frustration of all the people who don't find swimming easily, who struggle with the breathing, who just look at a posted distance, say 750 for their 750 meters for their sprint coming up in a few months, and they think, I will never get there. But you know, I was also in that spot just about 11 years ago, 10 or 11 years ago, where you know, I was wondering when I was going to, if I was ever going to make that breakthrough. And I think that swimming is, for me, it's small gains and then a plateau and then another small gain and then another plateau. And sometimes for me, those plateaus go on for a long while, but at least I get to that basic level of proficiency. And, you know, I can kind of swim forever, not particularly fast, but I can swim forever. And I think a lot of people, they would just like to be able to swim forever. They, you know, the people in my groups, if they're just starting swimming, they have no illusions about being a fast swimmer. They just want to be able to do 50 now, 100 next month, 250 the following month. And I think that is doable for most people.
Very interesting. Well, Steve, I tell you, it's been a real pleasure chatting with you, and congratulations on being named Beginner Triathlete of the Month.
Yeah, I have no idea how that happened, but I certainly am flattered and honored, and you know, really does mean a lot to me. And you know, on today, my 61st birthday, this is a pretty nice birthday present. So you know, I appreciate you calling today.
Well, happy birthday, and the reason you are the BTR of the month is because numerous people nominated you. So yeah, you should feel good about that. Thank you very much, Steve.
Okay, thank you, Kevin.
Don't forget to put in your nomination for Beginner Triathlete of the Month via the BT Forums. Music in this podcast from the Donis Trio, courtesy of the PodSafe Music Network. For Beginner Triathlete, I'm Kevin Patrick.